Hello everyone, welcome to the Jitra Prayer Circle for Sunday, August 11th, 2019. Thank you so much for being here. And let's just get started. How's everybody doing today? It's been a week since we did our last prayer circle. And I do plan to do these every Sunday at around this time. And but just a reminder that I am, if you have sent me your prayer request, I am praying for you during my regular spiritual practice routine every day. So you who have sent me a prayer request, and also those of you who are members of the Jitra Prayer Circle, okay? But not everybody has sent requests, that's okay. And if you'd like to keep your request private, definitely email me, all right? If you don't want to have them public in the Facebook group, just email me. You have access to my email. From the email from this call, for example. All right, so let's get started. Does anybody have any questions so far about the prayer circle? I don't think so. I think you're all pretty good. Awesome, let's get started. So I'm just gonna invite you all to take a few deep breaths. So just be in your heart space. Breathe in through your nose to count to four. Breathe out to count to four. Again, breathe in. And breathe out. And one more time, breathe in. And out. Good. I invite you all to call forth unconditional love to yourself from Spirit, Creator, Source, God, Universe, to your higher self, your I Am Presence. From your support team. So as soon as you call forth unconditional love, you begin to receive it. So allow yourself to receive the unconditional love. Allow yourself to be filled up with it. And allow that unconditional love to go deep into your cells, tissues, molecules, particles, and DNA, deep into your body and being, into your energy field and aura. Good, awesome. And now call back all energy you've left behind or given away in all times, spaces, dimensions, and realities for every aspect of you. Just call back all energy that is ready to come back to you now. It's yours. Good, and receive, receive, receive. Awesome. Let's do the waterfall cleanse. Imagine you're standing under a crystal clear rainbow waterfall. And as the water comes down the front and back, left and right side of your body, take a deep breath, let go of any thoughts, feelings, and emotions from the day. All the mental toxins, all the emotional toxins, all the anxieties, worries, and stresses, let them all go into the water to be healed and transmuted. Good. And allow yourself to be replenished, refilled, re-energized, revitalized by the energies, frequencies, and vibrations from the rainbow-filled water droplets. So those rainbow-filled water droplets raise your vibration. They lighten you up. They have healing properties. Allow those rainbow-filled water droplets to do their magic and clear, cleanse, and heal your mind, body, and soul, your energy field, and aura. And allow those energies to go deep, deep into your cells, tissues, molecules, particles, and DNA. Take a deep breath. Good. Now just imagine that this rainbow waterfall is being transformed into a rainbow pillar of life, a rainbow pillar of light and love. pillar of light, love, healing. And so just slowly descend down, 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 down this pillar of light, all the way down into the heart chakra of Mother Earth. So this rainbow pillar of light and love extends all the way down to the heart chakra of Mother Earth, all the way up to the heart chakra of the great central sun. So just descend, descend, descend all the way down. Down, down, down to the heart chakra of Mother Earth. And while you're in this rainbow pillar of light, receive the healing as you're descending, as you're in it. Receive the healing from this rainbow pillar of light. So as you connect in, tap in to the heart chakra of Mother Earth, take a deep breath. Put a small smile, a smile on your face, and just offer your unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, compassion, and forgiveness to Mother Earth, this beautiful planet, to her team. Awesome. Take a deep breath and be willing to receive. Allow yourself to receive the energies, frequencies, and vibrations from Mother Earth of unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, compassion, forgiveness, support, strength, and vitality, healing and well-being, wisdom, nurturing and nourishment, resources, abundance, and prosperity, and whatever else you require today. Allow yourself to receive and continue to receive for the rest of the day. Awesome. Take a deep breath. Now let's ascend upwards, up this rainbow pillar of light and love, all the way up, up, up. Receive the healing as you ascend upwards. And continue upwards into the heart chakra of the great central sun. As you connect in, as you tap in, again, offer your unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, compassion, forgiveness. To the great central sun, to spirit, creator, source, God, universe, to your higher self, your I Am presence, to your support team. And be open to receiving. Receive the energies, frequencies, and vibrations of unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, grace, compassion, forgiveness, peace, bliss, and oneness, joy and happiness, connection and support, knowing and wisdom, healing and well-being, acceptance, allowance, receiving, faith and trust, clarity and ease, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. Allow yourself to receive, and allow yourself to receive for the rest of the day. Good. Come back to your heart space. Push down any walls or barriers that may be up. Push them all down and expand out. Expand out to be as big as the room that you're in. City, state or province, country, continent, biggest planet and beyond. Good, now come back to your heart space. Again, we're gonna do a similar exercise as last week. So just imagine again that there is a ball of light in front of you from your heart space, and for all of us now today who are here live, who will watch the replay later, watch or listen to the replay later, for everybody that's in the Chitra prayer circle, we ask that you all receive unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, grace, compassion, forgiveness, healing and wisdom, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. And may all of your dreams and wishes come true in the highest and best way possible for you. May all of your prayers be answered in the highest and best way possible for you. Your deepest desires, your wishes, may they all be granted to you in the most perfect way, with wisdom, with grace, with ease. We ask that all the members of the prayer circle who have requested specific prayers, that their prayers also be answered. And although I'm not going to read them out loud, any of them, or name any of the names, I do read these every day. When I pray for all of you, I read them aloud every day. So, for example, so we're going to ask that everybody in the Chitra prayer circle who requires it, who would like it, receive inner peace and financial freedom. Receive healing for a loved one. May the prayers for those who are looking for a job, may they find that job soon, and a job that they enjoy, that they like, that brings them abundance and prosperity as well as fulfillment. May there be healing for all the light workers who are working for the collective. May you receive extra money in abundance that you're desiring and asking for with ease. May you all receive better sleep at nighttime, because I know some of us are challenged with that. So may you all receive sleep that is healthy, beneficial, restful for you, that rejuvenates you. May also receive support and balance in all of your activities every day and all that you're requiring and desiring for the future. May those of you who have requested and those of you who would like to be debt-free and financially secure and have financial freedom in the highest and best way possible with ease. For those of you who may be looking for a life partner, a significant other, a spouse, may you find that person soon, and may they be compatible with you. Those of us who may be challenged with depression, or sadness, or mental challenges, may you also find peace. May you also find relief. May you also receive healing. For those of you who may be physically challenged at the moment with health problems, may you receive healing, and may you also receive the wisdom that goes along with the healing, that goes along with the experience. May you receive an abundance of finances, an abundance of good health, an abundance of love, and an abundance of joy. May all of your wounds for yourself, your family members and friends, may all of your wounds be healed in the most perfect way with ease, with wisdom. May you all receive freedom, whatever that means for you, sovereignty. May you all have a sanctuary that's peaceful. May you all have a home that's peaceful for you, that serves you. May you all receive the remuneration that you desire for the work that you do. May you all receive freedom from fear and blockages that may be keeping you stuck. May you all have order in your life in the way that you desire. For those of you who are requesting clarity in your life, may you receive that in the highest and best way possible, and whatever clarity means to you. May you receive the whispers from the universe, the whispers from the divine, from your team. May you hear those. May you receive that wisdom. May you receive the acceptance that you're looking for, whether it's within yourself within your community, within your family, within your friends, in perfect relationships. May you also receive greater physical, emotional, and spiritual health. For those of you who may be in business, may you receive increased sales in your business so that you may be self-sufficient financially. For those who are looking to surrender to the divine, may that be for you as well, with ease and grace. May you be deeply reconnected to your inner knowing and pure love, and the pure love of divine. May you receive unconditional love and connection within yourself and with the divine, with your higher self and with your support team. May you receive all of that and more, and whatever else you desire, with ease and grace. And most of all, may you receive the wisdom, the teachings, the lessons, and may they be easy. May they be full of light, full of grace. So that you don't have to repeat them again. And may you be in allowance of what is, acceptance of what is. And may you have gratitude for what is. Whatever situation you're in right now, be in gratitude. Be grateful. And in this expanded state of gratitude, then ask for more. Ask for what you would like. But first, be grateful for what you have, or how you be, your present situation. Ask questions about, what is this? What can I do with this? Is there a lesson here that I'm not getting? Is there wisdom here for me to understand and receive? Be willing to receive that wisdom, that aha, that epiphany. May you receive all of this and more with grace and ease, all of what you desire, with peace and stillness. The truth of what is for you, what is right for you. But continue to receive, and as this ball of light is filling up with all of these prayers, add your unconditional love, add your blessings, add your light to all of these prayers so that they be answered for everybody. All of the members of the Chitra Prayer Circle, may they be held in love, in light, in grace, and in gratitude. So continue to send to this ball of light your prayers, your love, your light, your energy, and we ask the divine to work through us, work with us and through us, so that all of these prayers may be answered, so that all of our desires, dreams, and wishes may come true in the highest and best way possible for each and every one of us. Because as you all know, and we all know, the divine works through each and every one of us. So may you all be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. May you all be blessed with the wisdom to know the divine, to know that you are divine, to know that you have the right to ask for what it is that you desire. So as this ball of light is being filled up, all the prayers, all the people in the Chitra Prayer Circle, they're all being surrounded with this love and light, you are now being surrounded with this love and light. The presence of the divine is here with us now. Receive that presence. Receive that light. Receive that unconditional love. Receive the blessings. May you all receive this and more. Let it be for your highest good and the highest good of all. You receive the healing. May you receive the blessings. May you receive the abundance. And you get to choose what abundance you'd like. This is an abundant universe. To receive an abundance of joy, an abundance of good health, of peace, of finances, or an abundance of prosperity. So be clear about what you are asking for in your heart, and have faith and trust that you will receive what you ask for. You are always receiving what you ask for. Awesome. So now that ball of light that's in front of us, we're just going to send that up to Spirit, the Creator, the Source. The angels, the archangels are carrying up our prayers to God, the Divine, to Spirit, Creator, Source. So now release them. Release them from your mind, release them from your heart, and just be for a moment. Just be in your heart space. Be in the state of gratitude, knowing that your prayers, your dreams, your wishes are coming true. Know it, feel it. Believe it. Receive the truth of that. Expand your heart space a little bit more and be in gratitude. Say thank you, thank you, thank you for all of my blessings now and tomorrow, now and in the future, now and forever. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good. Just be in your heart space. Allow yourself to continue to receive these healing energies, these energies, frequencies, and vibrations of unconditional love, of blessings, of gratitude, of grace, of wisdom, abundance, and prosperity. Allow these energies, frequencies, and vibrations to go deep within your cells, tissues, molecules, particles, and DNA. Fill up your entire body and being, energy field, and aura. And breathe. Good. Now bring your energy, attention, focus all the way down to the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And come back to your heart space. Be in your body, be in your seat, be in your space, be in your room. Start to wiggle your toes and fingers. And open your eyes when you're ready. Drink some water if you can, if you have it. And remember, you've already sent the prayers up to God. So now it's a matter of continuing to create your life, continuing to enjoy your life, continuing to be the best version of you. Okay? So you can type in your comments into the chat here, or if you'd like to make a comment in the Facebook group, that'd be awesome. Let me know how everyone's doing. And so, yes, we're going to have, you know, another call next Sunday. Awesome. Thank you, Renata. Thank you, James. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Julia. And everybody else who has been here. And for those of you who are watching later or listening later, you also can be a member of the prayer circle by going to alara.at/prayer. And you'll receive all the information about how to send me your prayer request and how to join the Facebook group as well. So I look forward to seeing you there in the Facebook group, or you can send me your prayer request by email, and I look forward to seeing you next week. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.